Brian, start it.
Brian, put your phone down.
Brian, start the show, man.
Brian.
Come on. Come on, man.
Wake up.
Hold on.
You had coffee this morning.
I can smell it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Greg Hoyt, Robert Scheid. We're the Scheid Show.
Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah. And you didn't even let me say hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show. I'm alongside Greg Hoyt and Robert Scheid. I'm Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Gregory Hoyt.
Where's one?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't say 2 and 1.
5, 4, 3.
No, you just stop after the countdown.
5, 4, 1.
No, don't say 1.
5, 4.
No.
Wait.
Why did you say 1?
How does he know how to do it? Is he counting?
He's looking at you.
Five.
You're doing the hand movement.
That's right. 5.
Where was the 4?
Oh, okay. 5, 4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt and Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, hi, ladies.
We're the Scheid Show.
Yeah. You drunk?
Yeah, seriously.
What do you mean, man?
You go from not here to drunk.
I smell like booze?
Yeah, you smell majorly like booze. Can you smell this?
I smell coffee, so maybe it's a Kahlua.
No, but you don't smell the booze. He smells like Aquanet for some reason.
Actually, you do a little bit. What is that?
You know why?
What? Why?
I have booze running through my veins.
Did you get wasted last night?
I did not get wasted.
Did you...
Why did you pause? You got wasted last night.
He got wasted and snuggled on the couch.
Why do you hate my snuggle pup so much?
I don't.
Oh, my
God,
hate dude.
It.
I went over to Brian's the other day.
Yeah.
He's living with his girlfriend now. Uh-huh. And... Yeah. I went over to his house and his girlfriend was there.
Yeah.
And Brian was – his girlfriend's sitting at her desk,
uh-huh.
at her desk chair.
Yeah.
And Brian is sitting on her lap and she's like cradling him like a baby. That's not a joke. I almost punched through the walls. I was so furious.
That's cute.
She was
adorable.
Cute?
Like a little baby in a basket. Why are you so mad?
Little baby, you need me to hold you. You need mommy to nurse you.
Greg, I hear a little.
Look at Shai, he's got a little spit bubble in his
what? My beard?
Mm. That's
gross.
Disgusting.
God.
I don't know.
You thought I was jealous?
Yeah.
If I ever sat in my girlfriend, I don't have a girlfriend, but if I had a girlfriend and sat in her lap and she tried to cradle me like a baby, I'd break her hips.
Wait, because of the weight or would you like? Because
she has glass hips. I like girls with glass hips.
Because he likes girls with glass hips, and he likes to date girls who are 70 pounds. I don't think there's anything wrong with showing affection.
No, there's nothing wrong with showing affection.
No, but
that's
in
what
a
Greg
manly
was
way.
Greg
like,
was mad. In a manly way. You have little bits. You have bits of pee. You have little bits. You, like, we have, you have bits with people, you know?
We
you
do.
Have,
bi-
a
you
bit,
have bits.
My
have
bit
a
is
bit.
Not getting in my girlfriend's arms
well,
like
that's
a
your
baby.
Bit. That's your bit.
Gerard.
We all have our bits that we
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah. Look at you crazy.
What do you mean by crazy?
You do this a lot?
Yeah.
I thought this was a one-time
spastic. I had never done that. When you walked, I had literally never done that before.
Yeah,
the first time I did that.
Yeah, right.
But I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
Do you wear a diaper and have her change your diaper? Do you get on the bed and
this
put
is what
your
he
arms
does.
Over
this
your
is what he does. Yes, he gets on the bed and he has a little bonnet.
Uh-huh.
And then Biz starts saying, "Look at you, bastard in a basket. Bastard in a basket.
You're a bastard, in a basket. Oh, Brian, stop.
I don't know why there's a problem with that.
There's no problem.
We had a friendship that was at about an 8 before that happened. It dropped.
About an 8?
It dropped.
Eight.
No, wait. But
it dropped
would it
to
drop?
A 3.
Wouldn't it be closer at that moment?
I think
because
it speaks
you're seeing
more.
Him in
no,
a very
I needed
intimate
to,
moment.
No, I needed to distance myself. The vulnerability displayed at that moment was way
too much. High level. I think that really is speaking more to Greg's uncomfortability with being...
Open and vulnerable.
Vulnerable and affectionate.
So,
totally.
With friends,
yes.
is there a limit, a line that has been drawn in the sand? You cannot be vulnerable beyond this point.
With guy friends. Well, yeah, I don't want to see my one of my best friends being held suckling like a baby by his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's insane. Can you imagine? Can you imagine actually seeing that in real life? This is real life. Like, this is really happening.
It is really happening.
It's hilarious. I can't.
I don't understand. I can imagine it, but I've never seen it.
What's the craziest thing of all time? No, you know, if it was a poster, if that picture was on a poster, it would say strokes are serious underneath. Like, it doesn't make any sense otherwise. Like, unless your brain is falling apart in your body, in your head, I don't get it.
Hey, man, you're the first one that says you just to let it flow, right?
Let that freak flag fly
all the time. And I can't tell. I mean, shit just happens. I don't know
what happened.
I don't know what happened. Something was happening.
Did you start tasting metal and your left eye started going droopy?
Honey, I think I'm having a stroke. Let me get in your lap.
Wait a minute. My body exists as one thing in the universe. What? You're talking crazy. I think I... Did I drink some lead? What?
Honey, get in my lap. Get in my lap.
Get in here.
Oh, I want to kill that baby. I never said that before.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, what's the most...
So if your baby has a beard, that's a bad thing.
What? Yeah. Well, Brian has a beard.
Brian has a beard. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a very thick beard at the moment.
What made you do that?
Do what?
Be cradled like a baby.
Why are we still on?
I can never get over this. I will never, ever move past this. It's one of the worst things that's ever happened.
I'm sure it was a moment of intimacy, which led to...
What was happening? All right.
Were you watching something on the computer together?
No, there was nothing happening.
No, it was obviously
a
quiet room.
That's how it started.
It wasn't a quiet room.
It's the middle of a quiet room.
No.
I just walked in.
The chair.
I walked in.
The chair was in the middle of the room. Biz is sitting there. Brian's in her lap. And they're both just looking at you as you walk in.
Computer's in sleep mode. No music. I just walk in. I'm like... It's fucking 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Why is Brian being cradled in his girlfriend's lap?
Mm.
What was happening there?
Was that role playing?
I don't do that shit.
Oh, okay.
You don't
do role playing.
Do you ever do role playing?
I have in the past.
Oh my god.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's some shit. I've never even done that.
Sure.
What do you do?
You just wear around.
Wigs?
No, I mean, like I have never done any like dressing up.
Like you walk in and you're like, with a different act, you're like, I'm a British man.
I'm a dish man? Yes,
British.
I'm a dish cleaner.
British
man.
Or you have a different accent, and like you pretend you're a stranger, and then you'd be like,
hello, my love.
That's, yeah, Cockney, hello.
Hello,
really you and me want to get in the bed together.
I'm incredibly drunk. Yeah. Would you like to have sex?
You know, there's dirt in my face. I've been out in the backyard, rolling around.
I've been cleaning chimneys.
Yeah. How's that? I'm a chimney sweep.
Chimney.
Would you mind if I get in your lap and you hold me like a baby?
Yeah, a little Cockney baby. Yeah, what's that about?
Why are you holding it? Oh.
Oh, we're back to the baby.
Do you like sex? Oh, God, what's wrong with your spit today, dude?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's a lot. Did you overhydrate this morning?
Bubbly. Great. I had some tea. Yes, I like sex. What kind of a question is that?
That is a crazy question. Here's the real question.
What's that?
Gregory Hoyt.
Mm.
Wait. Are we sure of the spelling of my name? Because it's not G-R-E-G-R-E-E.
Gregory Hoyt.
All right, it's close enough.
Gregory Hoyt.
Gregory
Hoyt.
Gregory Hoyt.
What is the difference between love and intimacy and sex?
Wait.
Three things?
Yeah.
What's the difference between love
and intimacy
and sex?
Three things.
Sex is a physical thing that happens where a penis goes into a vagina and babies can be made.
Well, but you don't want to rule it out for women and men who... like the same sex.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, yeah, it could be a penis going into a bum or just two peas bashing into each other.
Just full bash.
Okay, all right. So moving on.
What, just like car crashes.
What is intimacy?
What's intimacy? Wait, what is it? Is it love? Wait, what was it?
Yeah, love and intimacy.
Look,
and
we're
sex.
Walking you through it, just okay. one at a time. Okay. What is intimacy?
Thank you for not letting me get ahead of myself.
Yeah, that's okay.
intimacy would be, to me, like being vulnerable with a partner, like a probably okay. someone that you love on some level. Well, no, I guess not. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are in love with a person. Just intimacy would be, we could have intimacy, actually, yeah. on the show.
So what about somebody cradling another person in their arms? Or that's, in their lap. Is that
intimacy? Could be intimacy. Yeah. Okay. If right. the person is dying and like
they have a stroke.
A caregiver.
Okay. What is of some kind. What is love?
There has to be a taste of lead and a yeah. drooping yeah. eye yeah. for that.
Oh, that's a really right,
so nice. What is love? This
did
is
just,
a question.
Wait, did I just properly adequately describe intimacy?
Well, to me, I mean,
okay. I think that was pretty good.
I think you're basically not narrowing it down to being a couple based
yeah.
thing.
It's I think term. It's more like sharing something that would be maybe
important. Very personal.
Or yeah, yeah, course, yeah, personal or important to
heartfelt.
You. Yeah.
It can be proximity-based as well, too.
Yeah, yeah. Intimacy of, like, being close to someone.
Right.
I think contact, being between two, honest yeah. contact between yeah. two people would be intimacy.
Not like hitting.
No, no. No, but like,
but
like honest touching.
Like when you put your
like
arm
sitting
on my
in someone's
yeah.
lap.
Yeah, no,
touching.
No. Well, no, no. Yeah. Not necessarily sitting in someone's lap. That seems
no,
disingenuous.
Why not? What about cradling the person?
No. Again, if they were dying, that's very intimate.
Oh.
But what about just hanging out and
no, that's just weird.
Okay, well, what about love?
Love. What
this,
is love?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
this
here
is
we
the
go.
Stumper.
What is love? I would say love yeah. is love actually to me is surprisingly different than what I thought it was going to be when I was growing up. I think love is friendship, and also it's beyond like it's beyond explanation. Because I guess when I was growing up, I thought love was all good, like feelings, like that you would feel good and whatever, but all the time if you were in love.
Yeah.
But actually, love I think is a deep connection with a person or a thing or like earth or life
yeah.
That is that is permanent. I don't think love can be destroyed.
Is love a battlefield?
Love is a battlefield.
Hmm.
As that song or the Bible, whatever, which one said
yeah, it's
that?
A song.
I think Jesus said that. It's a direct quote.
Well, Jesus or Pat Benatar, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Mm, one of the two.
But I honestly think that love actually is our natural state of being.
Hmm.
I think that actually, like, if we could, I think that humans probably, if they could let go of whatever keeps them away from love, would naturally really want to gravitate, like, organically towards love.
Hmm.
But I think that a lot of other things get in the way of that.
Yeah, I think love is sort of a warmth. It's a warmth mm-hmm. that you can feel inside of you that mm-hmm. But it can be towards a person. It can mm-hmm. be towards anything.
But even hatred, I feel like, is love in a way.
It's a form of?
It's like...
Are you saying then you're connecting passion to uh-huh. love?
No. Passion is... I mean, yes.
Hatred
yes,
is
part
is
of...
Very, is a yeah. high level. It's a of, very passionate...
Yeah. It's a feeling.
Emotion.
Yeah, it's emotion.
I think there's a very thin line...
Between?
Between love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But I think that if you love someone...
You should let them go.
You should let them go. I think if you love someone, it's possible that you'll hate that person, quote unquote, but I don't think you really hate that person.
What?
Like I think that people, like if people are together, right?
Yeah.
Divorces and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I think.
But you're talking about love between a relationship mm-hmm. love. Love between a man and a woman.
Or even love of life. Like life goes bad. You lose someone that you care about and you're like, I hate life.
Yeah.
I think you actually love life. You're just really sad that of what has happened. You know, you experience
how do you
so
show
love.
Love to people? Can you cradle them in your lap?
Mm-hmm. You could do that, but they would probably fall out of love with you immediately.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, wow. I think if you were a man and you allowed your girlfriend to cradle you like a baby,
yeah.
that probably she would fall out of love with you at that moment.
Oh, man.
You'd fall out of love, or it would
she
be
would fall out
it
of
would
love
be such
you.
An amazing display of vulnerability and intimacy in a relationship that she falls even deeper in love with you.
How do you spell vulnerability?
Vulnerability.
VulnerBility.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th annual Kling Street Spelling Bee. Brian Gerard. Vulnerability. Vulnerability. Can
are you,
you
playing
that,
all the characters in this skit?
Yeah,
or are we just going to sit
can
here?
Can we be in this?
Can we be in the skit, or are you just going to railroad this whole part of the show?
Okay, then you go ahead and I'm going to spell vulnerability. You could be the master showman.
I'm sorry, are you asking us, the judges, to tell you what word to use? Because that's not how this works.
Yeah.
My name's Brian.
I know, you can't play both parts at the microphone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Security, you wouldn't even get to answer the question.
Vulnerability. Could you use that in a sentence, please?
The word vulnerability doesn't exist, yeah. Mr. Gerard, so we can't use it.
No,
in
you
a
just
sentence.
Used it in a sentence. Okay.
Well, that's it. The word vulnerability.
Brian Gerard vulnerabilitied himself all over the floor.
Ooh. Okay. Vulnerability. V-U-L-N-I-B.
No. At what point should we stop you? Do we just ring it at the middle?
You got it wrong. The worst part is you got it wrong.
I think they wait until the end to tell you no. Keep going.
Vulnerability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
V-U-L-N-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Vulnerability.
Do they have a buzzer?
There's a little bing.
Or what? If they get it wrong, what happens?
Or
nothing. Silence.
Nothing. I think they congratulations. You got it.
But wait, what? They bing if they got it, or they?
No, they bing. I think if it's wrong. I don't watch it enough to know. But we're gonna say they bing if it's wrong. Can I hear a bing, please?
Bing. Vulnerability.
No.
No.
Don't keep saying it. It doesn't even exist.
So anyway. Greg hates intimacy.
No, I love it. Those are good definitions, or like whatever, stabs in the dark, what the heck that means. I love intimacy.
Mm.
Do you?
Do you guys think I'm cold?
Yeah. Why do you hate me having a moment of intimacy?
Sometimes I think you're a cold-hearted snake.
Really?
Just look into his eyes.
Yeah, look into him.
He been telling lies?
Possibly.
He been telling lies.
Love don't
He's
cost
He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. Eyes.
Do you think Paular Abdul?
How do you spell that? Paular?
Paular.
Paular Abdul.
Oh my God.
P-A-U-L-O-R-R.
Can we get him off the stage, please?
He hasn't finished yet.
Abdul.
Now, bong.
A B D W.
You already got it. Bing. You're hearing the bing. Please leave, sir.
Please get off the stage, Mr. Gerard.
For the love of God.
I did laundry this morning.
Did you?
3 loads at 6 in the morning.
That's awesome.
You know what Brian does with his laundry?
Does he give it to Biz?
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I do not do that.
What do you do?
I have a laundry lady.
You have a laundry lady.
Did you not know this?
Fluff and fold?
Go ahead.
Comes to the door, grabs my clothes, does it. Comes back, drops it off. It's wonderful. www.lavery.com.
What? How much does this cost you?
It's www.laverie.com.
I don't want anyone to use the service. It's
what?
The worst service. It's the worst ripoff of all time.
I can't even believe. Did you wake up this morning and just took a spoonful of hate and just took it down?
What are you talking about? Wait, how much do you get charged for this?
Okay, go ahead.
Please tell me that.
Be honest, because I know how much it is.
Do they come and pick up
$1 $70 something a pound?
No, tell him how much you pay a month to get.
About $40 bucks a month.
What? Isn't that insane?
How often do they come?
Once a month.
$40 for laundry a month?
40, 50
and they come once a month.
About every 3 or 4 weeks I do it. Yeah.
Oh.
So one time a month they show up, and they what do they clean? All your clothes, sheets,
everything, towels, full whatever you need to have washed.
And they take what? Do they take it to like a local laundromat and give it to you the same day? So you have
no.
A day
it's
of
not
no,
same day. It's not same day.
No, you have a one day of no sheets, no
nothing.
Clothes,
no.
And you're just sitting in a chair in the middle of the
nude.
Room in Biz's
yeah.
lap.
That's right. Yeah.
Were they naked?
They were
Greg,
naked. They were waiting for their laundry order to come back.
And you have a whole day. Is it one day?
One day. 24
Isn't
hours.
That the worst? He tried to pitch the website, and I. Overrode him. There's no pitching of this
Why?
Website.
No.
Because it's the biggest ripoff in the
how is
history
that the
of America.
What? Because I choose how to spend my money, and
no.
that's a ripoff?
No.
Yes.
No.
How
it's
is that a ripoff?
Are you sure
expensive.
This isn't being used by like
something.
By hotels
going,
and
going
services?
To a laundromat to me is akin to sitting for 5 hours in a fucking insane asylum.
All right.
Okay?
Wow. Okay. P.S.
Because Greg
no,
is totally
wait,
cool hanging
no.
out with a bunch
P.S.
of fucking 21-year-old Russians at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, let me tell you something.
What?
By 7:30, I got there at 6 o'clock. Yeah. By 7:30.
Greg, wait, nobody cares.
I do care.
Nobody cares.
You should care.
Why should I
care? I'm
going to
pitch you.
Because
I'm going to tell you how easy this is.
He pitched for you. You're pitching.
I pick up my laundromat. You have a laundromat, I'm sure, 150 yards away from your
absolutely
front door.
Not.
I'm sure you do. You just don't know it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Say it. It's right in the hood.
It. Yeah.
You throw your three loads of laundry.
I don't have any laundry.
Quiet. I'm quiet. Pitching something.
He's pitching right now.
You throw your three loads of laundry in a bag, throw it in the back of your car. You drive 2 seconds to a laundromat. You bring $4 or $5 at the most, and you throw your laundry, your three loads, into three different washers. They wash, and then you throw all of it into a dryer, one of those big-ass dryers that they have there. You spend 75 cents on the dryer. You walk out of there in an hour and a half at the most, and you're done.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And you've spent maybe $6.
There's nothing about what you just pitched me that I want anything to do with.
Do you know what happens, though? Let me tell you something. What happens when you are forced to go to a laundromat to do your laundry?
Yeah.
Number one, the potential for running into people and actually having social interaction
outside
your house.
A.
Number two, you're forced
something
to be,
I'm not interested
listen,
in.
Listen.
Okay.
You are forced to be in an environment where you have to, where you could think, you
yes.
could write things down.
Yes.
Where you may not be focused, hopefully, on your phone or on your computer or whatever, you can actually think.
Time,
and
I'm
you're doing
time
something.
For okay.
You're
out
doing
for
something
Go
for
ahead.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Gregory Hoyt.
Yes.
Gregory Hoyt. Gregory Hoyt. How, when you were at the laundromat this morning, a.k.a. the padded cell of an insane asylum, how much did you just sit and come up with all kinds of thoughts, or how much were you on your phone going?
Well, that's a valid question. Greg, how'd you do?
I did great. It was great. What I realized, this is the first time I had gone very early in the morning,
yeah.
and it was the best. There was no one there. It was silent. There was no music on. I was the only one there, and then the two Russian girls that Brian referred to came in,
oh.
and that made my day even better.
Hmm.
Because there were two beautiful Russian women sitting right next to me at a laundromat. And I had all
did
these daydreams. No, I didn't talk
oh,
to them. I was too afraid.
Right.
I had all these daydreams.
Welcome to my world.
I thought
world.
About living with them.
Yeah.
I thought about, like, entering, you know, a relationship with both of them.
At full the same
on
time?
Threesome. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, like, well, yeah. I mean, no.
I mean, he had a...
No.
It,
well, he'd have one on the side and then
yeah.
the other one.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
but they would know about each other and they'd respect
yeah.
each other.
Well, I think they would walk in and you'd be sitting in the lap in the middle of a room
yeah.
on one of them. And then,
oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Not how we
these
do it
Americans.
In Russia.
No, Greg, you give me $200. What do you need $200 for?
I'm going to go get my laundry.
Yes,
my laundry.
To go
it is
laundry.
My monthly fee.
$200.
Guys, do you know what I do for laundry? I walk out of my room.
I hate you.
And I open the door that's still in my apartment. Actually, right around the corner from my room. And I use my own laundry machines that are in my apartment.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't do it once a month. I do it every week.
Every few days.
Yeah, every few
but
days.
But how do you feel about Brian spending all this crazy money on
man,
laundry?
I don't know.
How much does that equate to for a yearly cost? 40 times 12?
I don't know. $600, $500, $600?
Look.
You could buy a whole new fucking wardrobe for that much money. Do you
yep,
realize that?
But instead, I like to support small businesses, and it's a service that I enjoy having done. Because I have the right
support
to spend my money.
Support small businesses.
Support small businesses.
Look, supporting small businesses would be going to the local laundromat
yeah.
and supporting
spending
them.
Which is
money.
Part of what I'm spending.
Just
is
because
that.
There's a small business out there that might be a retarded service.
Yeah.
Mentally handicapped service.
How is it a mentally handicapped service?
Oh, my God, Ryan.
It's just look, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I think it's actually probably a really great idea
for people who have fuck you money.
Yeah, people who have – I've never heard it used that way. But yes, who have an insane amount of money or –
Why do you have to get an insane amount of money?
Because
or a commercial business, right?
Yes,
where you deliver
look, yeah.
exactly deliver tablecloths and towels mm-hmm. and things like that, and they just pick up and they drop off bags of extra stuff.
Yeah.
If you're running a restaurant, Brian, this would be a good idea.
Are you running a restaurant? Is that what it is?
Well, every time you guys come over, Greg walks in my house
go.
And all he says is, "What do you got? What do you have to eat? This
here we go."
Plate.
So when you walked in,
he's
so
blaming
saw,
the fact that he's using this laundry service on me.
When you
now.
Walked in and saw Brian sitting in Biz's lap, were you in the mid sentence of saying,
"Where the hell is that? What's going on in here?"
Oh man!
Really think about that, Brian.
I have thought about it, and I'm done thinking about it.
Have you ever told anyone else, or do you just hide that you do that from everyone?
I don't.
Because I'm sure everyone would light themselves on fire.
He's proud
about
of it.
What are
he's
we talking about? My laundry service? I tell everyone about
yeah,
it.
Has anyone ever taken you up on
yeah.
doing that?
Yeah.
Who?
Some of my neighbors have done it. They hate
you for it.
No, they think it's an amazing
really?
Service. It's great.
One time a month? I cannot imagine doing laundry once a month.
Okay. So?
What do you wear? Do you wear the dirtiest underwear? How many days have you been wearing your underwear?
You must have a ton of clothes.
Do you have 50 pairs of underwear?
Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on. Pause on that. What do you mean 50 pairs? How many times do you change your underwear?
3 or 4 times.
A day?
You're talking about a guy. He takes a shit in the shower at the same time.
I poop in the shower. So it's as clean as possible.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Why did you say that?
Say what?
No. Why did you say you poop in the shower?
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
that's
did.
Not on record.
Greg, it is. It's
poop in the shower. That's all right, P-O-O. All right, we're done.
Bing.
Get him out of here. Security.
All right. On behalf of Robert Shine and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard.
God.
You have been enjoying the Shine Show.
Or have you?
Yay.
Boo.
B O.
Get him out of here.
W O O O W S C H W U.
Leave the stage now.
L L.
Leave the stage.
7 2 7 7 6. I hope you can S P E L L. Nigga, please, you don't know me that well. I got a truck sitting on spree wells. My flow tight is H E L L. Abuse a H O E, get a J O B. I'm H O T on a T O P. Mr. Mosley did the B E A T. Don't cut it, it's here, cause I done D I D.